This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I always wanted to be a play-by-play guy. That was always, I just figured that was my destiny in life. And then you learn what it takes to be a play-by-play guy and the hours you work and the time you put in. And I'm here now. And this is a good outcome, too. MP on the mic, 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM. Thanks for coming along for the ride. Thursday morning, 10 to noon. By the way, that was when I was like 7. That wasn't like me at 20. By the time I got to college, I wanted to be a writer at that point. Okay. And I got to be a writer for a long time, and it was a lot of fun. And I'm going to be a writer again now at the Richmonder, and that's going to be a lot of fun. So the radio, that was young. I was like, radio, man, that's where it's at. 7-year-old me tuning into a baseball game on the radio. Like, there's no way technology surpasses this ever.
This is the peak.
This is it. This is the pinnacle. And on Sunday nights, ESPN puts an entire baseball game on television for you to watch in its entirety. Life will never get better than this.
Nope.
I do wonder, I say this all the time about football. Baseball's great because it's on every night and it's background noise. Just turn it on and set it and forget it. And some people watch every pitch, and you know, I'm a big baseball guy, so it's certainly all power to you if you do it. With football, the beauty is in the scarcity of the product. And Marlon was in here the other day. We were talking about this Joe Burrow thing where he wants to go to 18 weeks, 2 bye weeks, Super Bowl in March. That's not scarcity of the product anymore. We're playing on Thursday nights and Wednesdays and Mondays, and we got it's Titans Browns Thursday night. There's no scarcity to the product anymore. I think there's something to be said for scarcity. The Olympics, if they had the Olympics every year, I think I would stop caring. Look, there are fun events at the Olympics, but that's a lot of swimming. All right, what if we go down and back? Okay, down, back, down, back. All right, hang on. We got more events. Same thing, but you got to go backwards. Same thing, but 4 down and backs now, and move your arms in a circle for no apparent reason. It'll make you slower. Don't worry. This is cool. This is a real thing that we're doing. You can do that once every 4 years. We don't have the appetite for an annual Olympics. Maybe gymnastics. For the people who enjoy gymnastics, right? I think college gymnastics will be big in the next decade. I think there's an appetite for gymnastics. But most of these Olympic events, what's the winner one? The biathlon, they ski for a while, then they shoot things.
It's insane.
That's sure. All right, great.
But I'll tune in.
Once every 4 years.
Right.
The amount of curling I want to watch is, I want to binge the crap out of it. Every 4 years.
Yep.
I don't need Curling Night in America Sunday nights on Peacock in the in between. I don't need those things. Scarcity. Scarcity is it's hard. It's hard cuz if we played another football game, we'd make more money. Play another football game. And sometimes it's in the scarcity. College football, 12 games. UVA will play 7 at home, 8 at home, something in that ballpark. You got to go. If you want to see Virginia Tech in Blacksburg, if you want to, you know, enter Sandman and jump around and do all those things, you got a finite number of opportunities to do it. I think that's part of the success. I think that's why football works. We'll get into football. Busy day in football. We'll get into that in the next segment. Greg Berhalter is out as coach of the American team. Copa America rolls on here in America with a fight in the stands after the match involving the players.
Oh. Oh, so many factors.
So there, it was in Carolina, it was at the NFL stadium there, and NFL security is not international soccer security. I could tell, without knowing what happened, I could tell you exactly what happened here. In an NFL game, security's job is identify the drunk guy who's getting belligerent, escort him out of there.
Okay.
At an international soccer match, it's these people have fought wars and hate each other, and they're sitting right next to each other. They're going to throw tear gas at each other at some point. That's a different level of security. It's a different level of security you need right there. Those are tensions. That's real. Now, in Europe, they literally seat them in different physical structures. A soccer stadium in Europe has two physical structures.
Wow.
You can't walk around the concourse to the other side. If you're with one country, sit on one side. If you're with the other country, sit on the other side. That's it, right?
We were not prepared.
No.
Right.
It's, those Titans fans really get me riled up when they come to play the Commander. It's not like that. You can't have the yellow jacket guys out there like, sir, I think you've had too many. Please move along. This is real stuff here. This is international. England and Spain in the Euros is your final matchup there. We'll get into soccer as we do. I want to get into gambling as well. Lots of gambling news out there. Colonial Downs opens today. The horses will go racing today and for a while there. Colonial Downs has stepped up its game. It's now owned by the people who own the Kentucky Derby and Churchill Downs. So they're going to bring some big races out there, which is cool. John Tate Porter, he's the guy in the NBA who threw the games to make money on gambling. He pled guilty. First professional sports player to plead guilty to gambling since it became broadly legalized in 2018. Big moment for America there. And I wanted to get into this story from the Virginia Mercury. Some of you guys have followed this, some of you haven't. So gambling is semi-legal now in Virginia, right? Like you can go to Rosie's and, you know, the lottery's legal, sports betting's legal. But like the gas stations have the skill games. Where it's not gambling, but it is gambling, and those are banned now. They have found a loophole to put them back in the gas stations. You're going to love this. It's absolutely fantastic, and I will talk about it at 10:30. More from Jaden Daniels' appearance on Hard Knocks, because that's getting a run. I also want to do college football. We'll do a lot of college football later in the show. Three state players in the top 100 on the EA Sports NCAA Football 25 player rankings, which is exciting, led by Old Dominion, Jason Henderson, their linebacker, 50th best player in America on the EA Sports rating game. Remember, ODU's hosting Virginia Tech in the trap game of all trap games. Tech's first month is all trap games and revenge games. That's the granddaddy of all trap games right there. Got to go to Norfolk, play in that stadium down there. And just a reminder, they got a little bit of talent there. But let's start with basketball, because I've been critical of the Avengers. That's Team USA this year. As you know, we have sent our best basketball players off to Paris to avenge the four straight gold medals we've won at this event. No, they're calling themselves the Avengers because we finished fourth at the FIBA World Cup, which was held at a mall in Asia last year, and nobody noticed until LeBron and Steph decided we are avenging our fourth place finish there. Good for them. I've been talking a lot of smack about this. USA is minus 400, so that's 1-4 to win the gold. I've been saying I think that's the safest investment in America right now. You can't trust the stock market, right? We got a lot of presidential uncertainty. You can't trust Bitcoin. Nobody knows where that's going. The safest place in America right now to have your money is on Team USA to win gold. And then I turn on the television last night. Team USA tune-up game against Team Canada. Team Canada has some talent, a lot of NBA talent up in Canada, and they're in Vegas, they're getting the team together, and I turn on the TV, and it's 11-1 Canada right out of the gate. I thought, oh no, is AWOD right? Are we going to not win the gold? Do we need to avenge? Final score 86-72 America. They just needed a little scare, turn the lights on, get it going.
They said we were playing with our food.
They said we were. Here's the thing. when you can play with your food for an entire quarter of basketball and win by 14, you're good. They're good. I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to coast this in. Wizards news yesterday, but as you know, Hazel, I enjoy the television program Jeopardy. Good quality television program. One of the contestants yesterday, or I guess this was Tuesday now, one of the contestants on Tuesday, they do the little fun fact, you know, Ken Jennings, he's the new Alex Trebek. He goes, he does the fun fact with the contestant.
Yep.
And this guy's fun fact was that he's a Washington Wizards fan. Take a listen here on Jeopardy.
Isaac Hirsch is a customer support team lead who now lives in Burbank, but you're a big fan of the Washington Wizards of the NBA. Isaac, why is that?
I'm from Maryland, originally Silver Spring and D.C. suburb. And, you know, if you know anything about the NBA, watching the Wizards is kind of a character building experience. They haven't won 50 games in 50 years now, but when they do win, it's going to be pretty sweet.
No one will be happier than you.
I sincerely doubt it.
That's great. Kathy, we got three categories left on the board, and you have command of it. Make a selection.
That's a character building experience, kid. I like it. It wasn't just I understand you're Washington Wizards fans. It says on the card. He goes straight. Why?
Why?
Why? Answer for this. Surely there must be some story here.
Builds character.
It's you know, eat your vegetables, watch your Washington Wizards.
That's
build
right.
Character. Wizards made a move yesterday. Signed Sadiq Bey. May or may not be saying that name correctly. Here's what you need to know. 3 years, $20 million. Can't play this year.
What? But that's one of the three. Wait a minute.
Torn ACL, in rehab, uncertain if he'll play this coming season or not. As we say around here, fire up the tanks. My guy Ben Standig, I love Ben Standig up in D.C., and he covers the Commanders. We have him on, but he knows everything about the Wizards. He says, here's what you need to know, that the Wizards made a trade with the Knicks a few years ago, and if the Wizards pick in the top 10 in the next draft, they don't have to give the pick to the Knicks. But if they pick 11th or worse, they do have to give the pick to the Knicks. And then after that, in 26, same deal, but top 8. If the Wizards pick in the top 8, they get to keep it. Otherwise, the Knicks get it. And then after that, the Knicks just get 2 second-round picks from the Wizards. So he said, what you need to know is, if the Wizards finish 12th this year, they don't get a first-round pick. But if they finish 9th this year, they do get a first-round pick. And that's what you need to know about the Washington Wizards' strategy this year. They're signing a guy who can't play, and it's a good move. That's where we're at on the Washington Wizards. Shout out to the Mystics. I'm of two minds about this. They beat Caitlin Clark yesterday. Indiana Fever, first home loss in 6 games. A big win for the Mystics, obviously. One, beating Caitlin Clark, so the whole world's watching. Two, Caitlin Clark's team, the Indiana Fever, is playing very well right now. Out of the cellar, though, no longer holding the number one draft pick. So Paige Becker's now out of reach once again. If you're going to tank, you got to commit. Okay, find some players who can't play and get them signed to this team pronto. Lots going on today. We got to take our first break here. We have Nitro Cross tickets as we do every day. We have the Squirrels update as we do every day. And we have a lot of fun in store for you. So stick around. This is 910 The Fan, Net 105.1 FM.
MP on the mic. On Sports Radio 910 The Fan and 105.1 FM.
The name of the game. Football! The name of the game.
Football!
The name of the game.
Olé! We are the champions. Ole, 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 ole. We are the champions. We are the
It must be soccer time. MP on the mic, 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM, 1020 on a Thursday morning, open wide for some soccer. We only get to do this a couple more times, so we need to cherish every last moment of it, because soon the soccer players will return to Europe to their professional leagues, and we'll leave that to AWOD Radio to talk about noon to 3 every day right here on The Fan. But while they're in our country, while they're playing for their countries, you know we love a good soccer segment. England, kind of a big deal, ran the world at one point. big deals in soccer, the Premier Leagues in England, have never won the European Championship. Last go-round, 4 years ago, they made the finals and lost. They were in the semifinals yesterday. And you know on this show, we either play the U.S. national team clips or we play soccer highlights in Spanish. And let's see how the Inglaterra did.
Oli se da la vuelta, le pegó!
The longer these go, the more important these games are, the longer that goal call gets. I can't wait to see what the goal in the title game sounds like. They're gonna be the goal go into the next goal. They'll be playing soccer. The goal call still be going on right there. The legendary Andres Cantor, of course, trademarked the goal call, and now all the Spanish announcers do it. And I am here for it. Great clip yesterday. The Killers, the band, were playing in England, in London yesterday, and they showed the game behind them while they were playing, and they stopped at the end. England scored it, you know, in the 91st minute, dramatic finish. They scored, everybody goes nuts, and then they played Mr. Brightside. That's as good as it gets if you're British there.
What an experience.
Soccer win and Mr. Brightside. Ooh. Live. That's pretty good.
I think they deserved it. Didn't they just have some election?
It's coming home. as they say, England in the Euro title match on Sunday, 3 p.m., they'll take on Spain. Of course, here in America, it is Copa America. And we found out last night which was the better nation between Uruguay and Colombia.
Tiene gol Charlotte James Rodríguez. A servir, peligroso el servicio, segundo palo.
The thought in radio, they talk about, like, you got to reset it every few minutes because people get in their car, people are tuning in. I like the thought of somebody flipping around and jumping in early in the goal, not early enough to get me introducing the goal. And what is this station? Let's keep it moving here. I don't know what that's going to do for the ratings, but I know I'm not tired of it yet. We're at the end of Copa America. I'm not tired of hearing Spanish language goal calls. Got one more day to do that. Final on Sunday, 8 p.m. Argentina and Colombia. Stunning upset over Uruguay. The ticket price, upper deck right now, to go to Miami this weekend, watch Messi play for Copa America, $2,251. They love their soccer, and there's a lot of expats here, and there's a lot of people who can get to Miami very easily. There's going to be a big rowdy crowd, and especially after what happened last night with Colombia and Uruguay, they're going to have to batten down the hatches on that. So apparently what happened was the Colombia fans were taunting the Uruguay families, the families of the players. And so the Uruguay players came into the stands and fought the Colombia fans.
Oh,
a bit of a scene. Bit of
yeah.
a scene there in Charlotte. This stuff runs deep. This is not...
Well, that makes it very personal, going for the families.
It's personal. They were supposed to win and they lost, supposed to play for Copa America and they're not. Mm. You know, some of these countries, this is it. This is a very big deal. This isn't regular season Carolina Panthers football. They gotta batten it down. But the big soccer news, Greg Berhalter, U.S. national team coach, has moved on, been fired, separated, split. You never know what you want to call these things. What I love about a coach being fired, when a coach resigns, When he gets old and walks off into the sunset, you hear stories about what a great man he was and how he was a leader of men and influential, and you hear from the players who loved him. When a coach gets fired, everybody comes out to do a victory lap, and you get the weird stories. Here's Mike Grella. He was on the U.S. national team.
I think he's a manager that really wants to have control of the way you play, and he wants to control the details. I mean, I'll never forget every single morning going into training, I had to get weighed, I had to do a hamstring test, I had to do this jumping laser test, I had to do a saliva test.
And if every any day? Those,
every single day. And if any of those tests were wrong or something was off, we'd have to have a conversation. Now, whether that be with a sports psychologist, whether that be with him, whether that be with one of the coaching staff. So he wants to have he has a lot of control and a lot of attention to detail, which can be a good thing, which can also be a bad thing, especially what you would say with the national team, where he doesn't get that much time with these players to implement what he wants.
That's Greg Berhalter, U.S. men's national team coach, testing the saliva. I got to test the saliva daily.
I have no words.
The line in sports is so thin. If he makes the semifinals of Copa America, that story is being told as Greg Berhalter, genius, found a new way to evaluate players, is one of the great soccer coaches of all time, has led America to heights they've never seen before. Instead, he lost to Panama, and he's now the spit test guy.
Ooh.
Tough break. Tough break. Chip Kelly at Oregon, a genius who is revolutionizing football. The things he's doing will be copied and studied for years. Chip Kelly with the Philadelphia Eagles. What is this nutcase doing with the football players? It's a very thin line between the winning and the losing. Gio Reyna liked the Instagram post when Greg Berhalter was fired. So he's one of the best players on the national team. During pre-World Cup training, his dad had complained to the U.S. Soccer Federation about how much playing time his son was getting, to which the U.S. Soccer Federation did this investigation. Gio ended up not playing in the World Cup. And then it came out that Greg Berhalter maybe had a relationship once with Reyna's mom and was maybe abusive in that relationship. It got weird quickly, which was probably supposed to be the end of the line, but somehow he survived for 2 more years. The spit test guy did.
Oh.
You can survive a lot if you win, and you can't survive a lot if you lose to Panama. That's our takeaway here from our soccer segment. Don't lose to Panama. Otherwise, you'd be the spit test guy. U.S. soccer, it's a good job. We're hosting the World Cup. We got good players. Excited to see who they pull. 2 years away from World Cup on American soil. It's a good gig. Excited to see what happens there with U.S. soccer. I told you I was going to tell you about this new gambling loophole, and I'm going to do it on the other side of this break because this is a very, very enjoyable story. You're listening to 910 The Fan.
Things.
It's time to move on to the very important things. Survey of 2,484 Americans. They asked them, do you put water on your toothbrush before you brush your teeth, after you put the toothpaste on the toothbrush, both times, before and after, or not at all? And I had given this 0 seconds of thought until now because I just assumed the way I did it was the right way. But it turns out the way I do it is not the right way. 37% of Americans, that's the highest number in this poll, put water on their toothbrush before and after they put the toothpaste on. It feels... That feels unnecessary to me.
It does.
That's too much.
I'm on your side of this.
Do you go before or after?
After. Toothpaste, water.
I go before.
You go before?
I go before.
Why?
And I am in the minority, just 22% of Americans. The water, like, cleanses the toothbrush. It's been sitting out there all night.
That's fair.
It's collecting stuff. Like, it's in a room. I got 3 people in my house. Who knows what's going on in there? There's dirt in the room. I got to cleanse the toothbrush before I apply the toothpaste.
Okay.
Once the toothpaste is on, what's the water doing? What are you watering it down? What are we doing?
I suppose that's a good point. I hadn't considered any other way. Now I'm starting to think.
31% of Americans after. Yeah.
How interesting.
It's a deep cut right there from our friends at Reddit passed along this toothpaste survey. 8% of people are monsters. They use no water at all. They just put the toothpaste on.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
On and get rolling.
What?
There you have it. There you have it. If the junkies are going to do hotel booze tips, we're doing toothbrushing. It's a complete package on the fan morning tonight. That is what I do. What the junkies were saying, where you got to stop at the liquor store before you get to the hotel. Anybody who's buying booze at a hotel is brutally overpaying.
Yeah, you made a mistake.
Huge mistake. Yeah, and I'm not even sold on like the all inclusives in the Caribbean. Like, you're paying a lot. It just amps up the pressure, and it's not good stuff either. You know you're not getting the good stuff at that point. Just stop at a liquor store, buy what you're getting. That was quality advice. Colonial Downs starts today. Horse racing season is back in Richmond. Colonial Downs will run for the next few weeks. Daytime horse racing, 1:30 post time out there in New Kent. If you haven't been down there, it is fun. It's very hot, so pick the right day to go out there. That's my Colonial Downs advice. If you pick the wrong day, you will be unhappy you went out there. If you pick the right day, a lovely day, you know I love any outdoors activity. Go out, watch the horses run around for a little while. But when Colonial Downs came back, it was to bring slot machines to Virginia. So you go to Rosie's, you go to Colonial Downs. They opened a big one up in Dumfries recently, the Rose. Where they have, they're not slot machines, they're historical horse racing machines. That's the loophole. There's no slot machines, they're just machines that look like slot machines that are based on horse racing information. So loopholes are a sport here, right? There's been a lawsuit. This company made these slot machines called Skill Games that have been popping up in gas stations and Buffalo Wild Wings down here has them, which always blows my mind. But the Sadler brothers of NASCAR fame sued to get them, you know, allowed in Virginia. So the logic is, it's like a slot machine, but you can play this game, and if you win the game, you win the money regardless. But the game is like so hard, it's impossible to win, and thus it's a game of skill, not a game of luck. So the judge saw right through this. The General Assembly has banned those. They're back, though. A new kind of slot machine is appearing in Henrico County, according to the Virginia Mercury, and it is a pre-reveal game. So it is a slot machine where you have the option, before you play, of hitting a button to see how much money you will win on the spin. I have got to see this to believe this. You can hit a button to see before you play the slot how much money you're going to win. So they're arguing it is not a game of luck, it is not a game of chance or a game of skill, because they are communicating to you in advance how much money you will win on that spin of the slot machine. I love the cat and mouse game here, the loopholes as legalized gambling continues its inevitable march towards every corner of our society. Jonte Porter of the NBA pled guilty yesterday in his gambling case. Of course, he is accused of the point fixing when he checked in, checked out, was hurt, air quotes, was hurt, and people made $1 million off of that on DraftKings. He's the first player to be formally charged and plead guilty since legalized sports gambling came back. Probably won't be the last, though. We've got some Nitrocross tickets. Should we give these away? Do we have the Nitrocross sounder ready to fire this thing up? And then once we fire up the Nitrocross sounder, I have important Nitrocross news.
You guys signed up to race Nitrocross because it's the most exciting series out there. We want to go faster, take more impact. That's what I want to see out of a car.
Let's go!
Nitrocross. You remember motocross, you remember supercross. Nitrocross is the next evolution of racing, whatever you call it. Here's what I learned about nitrocross that blew my mind. We've been talking about nitrocross all week long. I just learned this today. It's electric cars. It's not gas-powered cars. They're electric cars. That's part of the next generation thing. NASCAR unveiled a prototype electric car this past weekend, bringing electric cars to the NASCAR series eventually. Now, I don't know where the next 20 years will take us in terms of cars and technology and that. I've been to NASCAR several times. Part of the fun of NASCAR is the sound and the roar and the engines. I am curious. I don't think that's going to be well received in NASCAR when they move to electric cars. I don't think the NASCAR purists are going to say, you know, it'd be great is if we could do this, but quieter and more electrically. I'm not telling them how to do their business or not do their business. I think it works for Nitrocross because the point of Nitrocross is like they're jumping over stuff and they're flying through the air and they're doing the tricks and the stunts. This is Travis Pastrana's thing. Travis Pastrana is the... he was the X Games guy, and now he's got these cars, and they're going to go do stunts. All of which is to say, Nitrocross is coming to Richmond Raceway. It's coming to Richmond Raceway September 7th and 8th. That is Saturday and Sunday. You can get your tickets on the Nitrocross website, or you can be the first caller right now. 833-804-0910 is the number to call to win. That number one more time, 833-804-0910. We'll send you out to Nitrocross at Richmond Raceway September 7th and 8th. That's the weekend after Labor Day for some fun out at the track. We're back with more after this. You're listening to 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. Baseball today, matinee baseball. Washington Nationals take on the New York Mets. Mets got the first two in the series. They are back above 500 at 46 and 45. Started the scoring early yesterday with a Brandon Nimmo solo home run in the bottom of the first inning. Let's fire up a little Washington Nationals, New York Mets baseball here. So the Nationals are now 42 and 51. They're sellers at the trade deadline, but it'd be fun to get one from the Mets for sure. Here is clip seven. Here's Brandon Nimmo in the bottom of the first going yard.
Really having a good, solid season now. And he rips one deep to right center. This one's going to go. And it's gone into the Mets bullpen in right center for a home run. Brandon Nimmo just keeps getting hotter and hotter and hotter. That is his 16th home run of the year.
Brandon Nimmo, so hot right now. It just keeps getting hotter. I mean, we need to pull that clip for every day in Richmond this summer. Just keeps getting hotter and hotter and hotter. And hotter. New York Yankees, New York's other baseball team, taking on the Tampa Bay Rays, pushing the Rays to two games below 500. Here's the Yankees and the Rays.
2-2. Swing and a miss, strike three. That's the ball game. Cardiac Clay does the job, and the Yankees bounce back with a 2-1 win in St. Pete.
Yankees 2-1 over the Rays, trying to keep pace with the Orioles atop the AL East. Great to see the O's on top there. Lots going on in the world of baseball. Should we do the Flying Squirrels update? We're doing baseball. We should do the Flying Squirrels update. Let's do this for sure. Flying Squirrels last night, part of a six-game homestand this week. They are playing the Washington Nationals affiliate, the Harrisburg Senators, and things went well.
He throws, and it's bounced high to third. Grabbed there by Lawson. Flips to second to get one. Aruda throws to first. Too late. And the run crosses home and scores. First pitch He swings and shoots it down the left field line, sinking down. That's fair, and it's rolling back toward the wall. Solari crosses home and scores.
Payoff pitch is well hit to center field. Pinckney racing back over to the track, up against the wall. It bats off the very top of the fence. Thomas sprints around third and scores. And Victor Barricotto makes it 3-0 Flying Squirrels. The pitch. Hard hit up the middle, base hit for Rosario. The Winky turns around third base, and he scores. Solari slides in safe, and Rosario advances to second on the play. First pitch is on the ground to first base, just stays fair. It's fielded by Garcia, and he steps on the bag for the out. And crossing home to score is Alaric Solari from third base.
Howell on the move back. He makes the catch, and it's a 5-0 shutout for the Flying Squirrels over the Senators tonight.
That's a Flying Squirrels update. I love it. Victor Barricotto extended his hitting streak to 9 games. Squirrels as a whole collected 14 hits. Squirrels now 6-8 in the second half of the season. 5-0 win. Love to see it out at the Diamond. It was also, of course, hot dog candle night. I did not make it out there for the hot dog candle. I will forever live in regret about that. I mean, I don't know what we're going to do in here without the hot dog candle. Yeah, I know. John Michael Bertrand toes the rubber for the Squirrels tonight. Chase Soleski for the Senators. First pitch, 6:35. You know where to hear that. Right here, 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. Thursday night, that's tonight, Women and Girls in Sports Night at the Diamond with a pregame panel of female athletes, coaches, and leaders. And of course, it's a Thursday in your face fireworks right after the game. So that's the news out at the Diamond. John Rothstein put out his Atlantic 10 offseason breakdown. This was the other day. He is giving the A10 preseason power rankings here, starting with VCU. He is picking the VCU Rams to win the A-10 right now, as we sit here in July. Had a number of kind things to say about VCU, including Max Schulga predicting him as the preseason player of the year in the A-10. Of course, on the all A-10 preseason first team. Now, it's not a given that it was going to be Schulga. I thought it might be Schulga, but you got Robbie Avila coming in at St. Louis. He's going to have a lot of hype behind him. I think Loyola is going to be really good this year. Desmond Watson, Posh Alexander at Dayton is their impact guy. I think you got a lot of big name talent. I think this is going to be a very respected league this year. John Rothstein, 10 impact Atlantic 10 transfers on that list. He's got Jack Clark, who comes to VCU from Clemson. He's going to give them a little more size inside. And then 5 under-the-radar transfers. He's got Philip Russell, who's coming in from UT Arlington. And John Rothstein, just raving about the Rams here. 10 breakout players. He's got Christian Furman of VCU on that list. Also has Delani Hunt over at UR. But he predicts the Spiders to finish 11th of the A-10 teams this year, the 15 A-10 teams. I'm wondering if we didn't learn anything from last year. Richmond reloads. They don't rebuild. They reload, and they did so successfully last year. It's going to be more of the same this year, bringing in. This is true. George Washington III will play. He's projected to be a starting guard for UR this year, coming to the Spiders from Michigan. George Washington III, who is presumably not two generations removed from the George Washington.
Surely there'd be more.
It feels like there'd be more Washingtons between here and there. We'll get to the bottom of that. They've also got, they've got a lot of talent coming through, and they got a UConn kid transferring in. They've done well at reloading. John Rothstein, though, picking them to finish 11th. He's got Loyola Chicago number 2, St. Joe's 3, St. Louis 4. John Rothstein has Dayton 5th in his early projected A-10 standings. That's a big drop for Dayton. Now, they finished 4th this past year, with one of the best players who's going to the NBA in Daron Holmes. This year they've reloaded. They've got Posh Alexander. He's coming from St. John's. He's going to be their star guard. I'm not sleeping on Dayton to that extent, but I'm always intrigued by these early preseason ratings. John Rothstein knows his stuff. He knows his college basketball. He's got Dayton at 5, UMass 6, George Mason 7, Rhode Island 8, Duquesne 9, and the Bonnies, St. Bonaventure at 10. They went through some stuff over there with firing their athletic director over there after they withdrew from the NIT. Richmond at 11. You know where to find VCU basketball all season long. It's right here on The Fan. We'll be back with hour number two of this radio program after this. You're listening to 910 The Fan, now 105.1 FM. Important update to the toothpaste story. Awad came in here. We were talking about this. Do you put water on before you put the toothpaste on or after you put the toothpaste on? He thought I was saying that when I finished brushing my teeth, I don't rinse it off with water. No, everybody does that. Everybody rinses their toothbrush after they're done brushing the teeth. I said, no, some people put the toothpaste on the toothbrush and then they put water on after that. And he said, why would anybody do that? I said, that's what I'm saying, but more people do that in America than don't do that, is what we learned today. I don't know. These people live among us. These people are. I say, Hazel is one of these people. I don't know what we're accomplishing there. Call in if you want. 833-804-0910. We'd be happy to take a toothbrush call. That would be a new one. As we blaze new territory here on MP on the Mic. You're listening to 910 The Fan, now 105.1 FM. Reminds me of my guy, Eric Kalenich, who would always ask when he was doing interviews, do you put your socks on? If you put socks and shoes on, do you go sock, sock, shoe, shoe, or sock, shoe, sock, shoe? Like put your left sock on, your left shoe on, then your right sock on, and your right shoe on. And I always said, no, that's how serial killers do it. No, like, you keep asking, he's like, well, I think, you know, I'm going to find somebody who does it that way. I don't know if he ever did. We'll find out. But this, to me, the toothbrushing thing is just water. The shoe thing blew my mind. The toothbrushing thing, and just if you want to put extra water on your toothpaste, go wild. I don't understand why you're doing it. But in the scheme of things, that's nothing. Adam said, I do it sometimes when I've only got a little bit of toothpaste left. I got to, like, you know, make it last a little bit more. I get that. That's the bachelor life right there. That's a guy who's had toothpaste shortages before. You don't have, once you have a family, you never have shortages of anything because you shop at Costco. Where you either have 1,000 of something or you have nothing of something at any given time. For whatever reason, there's never an in-between. We either have 17 tubes of toothpaste or zero. Those are the only options at any given moment at your house once you start becoming a Costco shopper. I'm back in Junkies territory again because were they arguing BJ's was better? BJ's is better than Costco.
They were.
Those are fighting words right there. There by the Junkies this morning. They're on 6 to 10. Before we come on, this is MP on the Mic that you're listening to right now. AWOD Radio, noon to 3. We haven't mentioned our friends Grant and Danny, but they'll be there 3 to 6, as they are every day, taking you home right here on The Fan on the free Odyssey app, which you can get worldwide. And, of course, from Grant and Danny, we move straight into Squirrels Baseball versus the Senators tonight, 6:35. First pitch out at the Diamond. I think there's at least a little hope it'll be a little cooler tonight. Tomorrow's actually looking beautiful. It's supposed to rain tomorrow morning. Have a little beautiful weather tomorrow night. If you're eyeing a night to go to the ballpark, go tonight. Go both nights. This isn't toothpaste, you know. We don't have to pick one or the other. Go both nights. But tomorrow night's looking good, which is exciting. The Squirrels are due for one of those after everything they've gone through here so far. In this summer, it's been a scorcher of a summer in Richmond. Let's play the Jaden Daniels clip. This is number 3. This is Jaden Daniels interviewing with the New York Giants on Hard Knocks. This clip made its way around the internet yesterday. People had some thoughts about it.
Say that we draft you come up to New York. you know, it's a pretty big market, right? And you play the first three games, and they're pretty rough, and you're getting hammered in the press. How are you going to handle that? Who are you going to go to? Who do you talk with?
Well, for me, I'll just say I played in Death Valley, so I feel like I'm prepared for anything. But I talk to my family, obviously. That's a big piece for me, is my family.
Like to talk to the NFL fans in the room for a minute. There's a lot of you. College football fans know what I'm about to say and know where I'm coming from. The internet take yesterday from the NFL fans was, this guy thinks because he played at Death Valley, because he played in the SEC at Bama and, played in those places, that he's ready for the NFL. The NFL is the biggest, best league in the history of mankind. This young kid is going to be humbled. And look, the NFL is better than college football in terms of talent. Acknowledged. I'm not going to pretend otherwise. I'm not going to try to convince you otherwise. Jaden Daniels has a learning curve ahead of him because he is about to face grown men who spend their entire day not going to class but thinking up ways to blitz him and tackle him to the ground. And he has an offensive line that was constructed by a fantasy football manager that gave up on the season after 1 week and let things auto-draft from there. It's not good. Jaden Daniels has a learning curve. But this notion of, like, Jaden Daniels is pretending like he's faced adversity or he knows fame because he played college football. He's right. And I'm going to take this all the way. So if you're an NFL fan, this isn't personal. I'm just letting you know. College football fans are more passionate than NFL fans. They just are. They are crazier. And that's, there's years that went into that. That's decades of, running into your neighbors, Alabama fans, Auburn fans, stoking those rivalries, coaches stealing recruits, bagmen paying the recruits. There's a history there that is not in the NFL. You think about NFL rivalries. There's a few that have stood the test of time. Cowboys-Redskins, I think, is one of them. But most NFL rivalries are which two teams are good right now. Boy, it's fun to watch them play each other. Packers-Bears, I would say that's one that stood the test of time. But, 10 years ago, what was everybody clamoring for? Well, you got to watch Patriots-Colts, right? It's Manning against Brady. That's a rivalry. If the Patriots played the Colts next week, that game wouldn't be on national TV. That'd be one of the red zone games they flip to every few minutes to let you know, they're still playing out there. There's no hatred there anymore. When Jaden Daniels says, I've been to Death Valley, he's right. It does mean more in the SEC. It is a crazy fan base, and he's dealt with that, and he's won the Heisman in that environment. Now, the talent level is different in the NFL, but the question is, right, how are you going to take it when people critique you? Dude, Texas has one of the five best quarterbacks in all of college football, and all he's going to hear all season is, you got to bench him for Arch Manning. Got to bench him for Arch Manning's on our team. Got to bench Quinn Ewers. Got to get to Arch Manning. That's all you're going to hear all season long out of Texas. When he's one of the five best quarterbacks in America and will be drafted very high in next year's draft. College football fans invented crazy. Go to a message board. Go to a bulletin board where they are talking college football online. They are crazy, crazy. And so there's no joke, right? Like, Jaden Daniels doesn't understand what he's getting into in the NFL. NFL has a ton of fans. They talk about the NFL every day on ESPN. It's a big spotlight. The question was about playing in New York. New York's a big spotlight. The notion, though, that, like, because something happened in Baton Rouge, Louisiana, it didn't matter. I promise you it mattered to the people of Baton Rouge, Louisiana. And it mattered to a whole lot more of them than the number of New Yorkers who care what the Giants do on any given Sunday, percentage-wise. There are more NFL fans. There are more Giants fans. There are more Cowboys fans. I hear from you every day. God bless you. You're still not winning anything. We're still going to dunk on you, every time you lose this fall. But you're still out there. Good for you. But college football fans, as a percentage, people live that stuff down there. People eat that stuff, breathe that stuff, drink that stuff, live for those tailgates. I think the notion of Jaden Daniels, how will he face adversity? That guy's faced adversity. I'm not worried about that. As I mentioned yesterday, though, I'm okay with a little bit of a reset. I really am. I'm okay with a Jaden Daniels reset here because I think the hype train was moving pretty quickly here relative to the roster he's going to inherit, the staff he's going to inherit, what this first year is going to look like. I hope I'm wrong. I hope I'm very wrong. I hope he has a great first year. But I think this is a building block year, and I think the people who say, oh, he's going to be C.J. Stroud. This is going to be the Houston Texans of this year. They're taking a leap forward. I think they're a year ahead of themselves here. I don't think they're quite where you think they are. But I like Jaden Daniels a lot. I like the kid. I like what he's made of. And you can talk to anybody who's been on reality TV. One clip of reality TV does not define who a person is, who a player is, or their attitude, because there's a lot of people in Ashburn that really like what they've seen from Jaden Daniels so far, and continue to like what they see from Jaden Daniels going forward. Speaking of former Commanders quarterbacks, our guy RG3, I guess, hadn't been in the news in a couple minutes, so he put up the Redskins logo yesterday and said, "This is a safe space, y'all. Do you want the old logo back?" Usually that thing where they throw like chum in the waters and all the fish like come up and eat it. Yes, 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 we do. We do want the old. What are we doing here, Robert? Come on, come on. One thing that's been interesting to see is all the alumni who were at a safe distance are now like fully back and fully speaking their mind. Riggo's back on this train as well, obviously. Daryl Green, who we didn't hear from for 20 years, is now working with Emmanuel Forbes. He's working with Mike Sanristel. He was at a game last year. We're seeing a lot of guys come out of the woodwork, and that's cool. And I think we have to find a way to say, here's Daryl Green. He is a Redskins legend. He played for the Washington Redskins. And just have the sentence in there without the next breath being somebody saying, like, that's a great name. They should bring that name back. Let's get back to that name immediately. Like, we have to get to a point where we can normalize saying, here's a guy who was here a long time ago. He's awesome. He played for the Redskins. And not make it a referendum on whether or not the name should come back. Because, I've said this a few times, I'll say this again, it's not coming back. It's not coming back now. It's not coming back later. It's not coming back ever. It's two issues. One issue is, what do you do with the past name? Do you never say it again, or do you find a way to, you know, acknowledge it? Issue two is, what's the next name going to be? Because it can't be Commanders. It's just too terrible of a name. They do have to change the name. Like, we all get that. Commanders is a terrible name for a football team. But that doesn't mean the two aren't connected. It doesn't mean you have to go back to Redskins, or even should go back to Redskins. And they're not going back to it either. What it means is, it's time to pick a new name that everybody can get behind and keep it moving. I got some basketball we want to update you on when we get back on the other side. Team USA off to a great start in their avenging tour here as they head to Paris, get ready for the Paris Olympics. Knocked off Team Canada last night. Wizards make a signing. And the NBA finalizes its new contracts with its media partners. Plus, Caitlin Clark goes down. Washington Mystics taking care of business out in Indiana yesterday in a game that was played at 11 a.m., I guess, to ensure that nobody saw it. I don't know. I don't know what they're doing out there. We'll dive into that. We'll figure it out. This is 910 The Fan, at 105.1 FM.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.